Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I heard Les Brown say the other day, "I'm not concerned about how many times you have failed. I'm interested in how many times will you get up." Successful people fail a lot. They just know how to get up. So if you enjoyed what Amber and her nickname gave just a few moments ago, I went ahead and asked her to share her life testimony on the first Wednesday night in January. And she said, "I'm not coming back in that prayer room ever again." No. So in the month of January, on the first Wednesday night, we're going to have an awesome time as we start the new year with a testimony from the life of an individual that's being changed. I'm concerned about this concept that I've been changed. That's a dangerous position. You're being changed. He changed you, but you are under construction, and that process doesn't stop until you get home. We're going to be in the book of Matthew this morning. I would like for us for a few moments to look at the life of Joseph. I was awake again the other night, and you're probably thinking, "Do you sleep?" And the answer would be yes. It could happen in a chair. It has never happened behind the wheel of a vehicle, but yes, I get my rest. But I was awake in the middle of the night, and I asked the Lord, "What about Sunday?" No, I don't go to the internet. No, I don't blog other people. No, I don't try to get what others are preaching. I don't like leftovers as a general norm, unless it's chili. And I certainly don't like the same-o if I was seated where you are. If I come to the house of the Lord, I'm anticipating something fresh. I expect for God to say something that will challenge and charge me. Key words: challenge me and then charge me. And so during the night hours, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me, and he said, "Great emphasis has been placed upon the life of Mary, but very little has ever been said about the man Joseph." And so this morning I want to present to you from God's Word, Joseph, a faithful man. There's enough young men and men here this morning that this should be a huge challenge to us. And the theme and the thrust of this message is going to be held in this tally card. Faithfulness is proven by acceptance of the Father's will. You can tell that Herod is dead when you're yielding to the will of the Father. And when you don't accept God's will, you know Herod's very much alive. And the danger of Herod being alive is that he can absolutely do tremendous damage to the life of the family. The other day I had a colleague in our school come up to me and said, "Mr. Weber, I have a 30-second clip. May I show it to you?" And there's times when they come to me, it's like I really don't have time. Not even 30 seconds, because of all the things that are going on. The other day, Lavelle and Jeremy were there, and we were scheduled to have an incredible event at 1:30. He can now testify that at any moment in the academy, it could change that quick. And all of a sudden, you've got things you've got to take care of. I think it was almost 2 o'clock when we finally got started. I'm talking about the value of time. Everybody here has the same amount of time in a 24-hour period. What you do with it makes you accountable to God. And so she asked him, by the way, Lavelle did a phenomenal job. Incredible presentation as he shared with our students. And wow, you talk about, and the sower went out to sow. Back to the quick story. The teacher said, "Would you take 30 seconds then? And I want you to look at this clip." And the clip shows a TV show where they're interviewing children. And up to the platform came a 7 or 8 year old young boy. And they bring out from behind a curtain a drill sergeant dressed in all of his gear. And he comes up to this 7 or 8 year old boy, points his, lowers himself, of course, and points at this child and starts to go off like a drill sergeant would. The young boy doesn't at all come unglued. And he asked them this question: "Young man, would you like to have me as your father?" And he's way up there, like the volume's extremely high. This 8-year-old doesn't flinch. And he looks right at this drill instructor in all of his fatigue and says, "Yes, sir, I would." At that moment, the drill instructor has lost all of that camouflage that they have. It has caught him off guard. And then he gathers himself and he gets back down and he starts it again. "Why do you want me to be your father, young man?" And the little boy's not flinching. He says, "Because I don't have one." With this, the drill instructor begins to break. Puts his arms around the little boy. He cannot go any further in the interview. Kind of helps him, and they just go backstage. We need more men like Joseph. In these moments around God's Word, I want you to see that there are children outside this facility that are desperately in need of not knowing just about Mary, but knowing about Joseph. Joseph, a man who was faithful to God. One individual had asked a couple who had been married for 65 years, "How did you manage to stay together?" The response was this: "We were born in a time when if something was broken, we would fix it, not throw it away. At the rich young age that I am, I can tell you I identify with that. We're living in a society and a culture that if things break down, just get rid of it, replace it, get something else. But we're doing it also in relationships." See, I didn't come here today to soothe you and to coo you and to woo you. I'm here to tell you that we're doing it also in the church. Because we love to play freelance. I've been thinking about this all week. I'll go here, and if it lines up with what I believe and what I'm doing, then maybe I'll come back. Wait till you hear the story of Joseph. He was a faithful man to what God gave him. Adam Clark said, "If you be faithful, you will have that honor that comes from God." How many would like to have honor from God? How many know that honor from God is greater than honor from man? Because it carries eternal dividends and benefits. There went the sower again, the Holy Spirit. Because we are so prone to go after honor from others, which is all temporary. "I really don't want to marry you, but I'd love to go to bed with you." That's called dishonor. I thought I'd just put that out there. How many know the Holy Spirit is here right now? His Spirit will say in your hearts, "Well done, good and faithful servants." Come with me, if you will, please, to Matthew chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 18 through 25. This is going to move quickly. And as you're going there, I'm going to go back to the Old Testament, to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, because I want you to understand that Joseph understood the law. Let me bring that into our context. Joseph understood the word. He knew the impact and the power of the word. And he knew that ultimately everything was going to be accountable to the word. We sang about it. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. "Keep the charge of the Lord your God. to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to what is written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in all that you do. How many know that this world talks about success? How many know that people go all over, especially when they're in leadership, to hear things about success? But in just these moments, you've come into the presence of the Lord to hear this. Keep your charge, walk in God's ways, keep his statutes, obey his commands, follow his ordinances and his testimonies, and you'll have success. And a lot of people go, oh, humbug. There's got to be a shortcut. There are no shortcuts in the kingdom. But the writer of 1 Kings goes on to say, if your sons, are careful of their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. So maybe you need to look inside again this morning like last Sunday to see who's on the throne. Because who's on the throne of your life is going to impact your family, the next generation. Dive with me, if you will, please, into Matthew chapter 1 now. You're going to begin to see how this all comes together as the Holy Spirit plants these truths in our hearts. How many of us, there's a difference between sowing and planting? Sometime take a look at that. And this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged. Everybody say pledged. To be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant with the Holy Spirit. Everybody go, uh-oh. See, we love Bible stories, but we don't understand the content. And we don't understand what was actually going on. We just kind of read through it. Everybody say, uh-oh. Come on, men, everybody, all the men should be doing this right now. Seriously, how would you like to be dating your Mary and then all of a sudden you find out she's pregnant? And then she comes up with this thing, the Holy Spirit. About that time you go, what bar were you in? What nightclub were you at? What are you taking? I'm trying to connect to our society and culture. Most men aren't going to put up with that. And then you start playing God? The Holy Spirit did this? Stay with me if you will, please. Maybe you're wondering, what was he doing back in the Old Testament? Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. Let me ask you a question this morning as we dive in. Is it God's mind or your mind? Wow, there's times when I'm standing up here under the anointing of the Lord, I just want to begin praying in the Spirit. Because that was huge right there. And he would be justified to have put her away. Others of the same mindset would have agreed with him. So let's take a look at what it means to be faithful. Are you ready? Grab hold. A faithful man honors his pledge. Let me just break that down this way. You know that I'm not as young as some of you, but I'm very young at heart. But I see a tremendous change in our society, and it's going to impact the next generation. I'm amazed at all these coaches that are jumping the bandwagon, telling all these kids in the locker room how much they're for the program. They love the program. They love the school. They love these kids. But a better job offer comes, and off they go. You think that doesn't impact? You think that doesn't have an impact on young men or young women? I told you this is not the place where you want to come to get everything feeling just right. Tickle, tickle. The Bible says that this man honored his pledge. I said to my son the other day, the particular university that I have somewhat of a loyalty to, I said, Woody Hayes would never have coached anywhere but there. Nowadays, I'm not talking about those that are being released. Nowadays, it's a matter of, you have more on the table than this? I'm going here. And then I'm going to go tell these kids the same things that I told. No wonder our kids are in trouble. No wonder there's athletes that are going, hold on here. They're making all the money and we're doing all the work. And then when they want more money, they just leave us and call us jerks and they move on and tell the stick. Turn to somebody and say, that's good preaching. He was a man who honored his pledge. We are breaking down because we don't have men who will honor their pledge. I turned to Joshua the other day. I spent a little bit more time with Josh than Bradley, obviously. I mean, when you're 50 years of age, he doesn't need me anymore. You ought to see his face. He's getting ready to move out of the 30s, and I'm going to have to do some counseling to let him know life is good. The higher up you go, the better it gets. Can I get a witness? Is there not a few of you that go, you know what, life actually gets better? I'm just thinking about what he's thinking. I've got to move quickly here. I'm fully aware of that, but you've got to get God's word. We are in a crisis in our nation. Lavelle was with us on Friday, and he began to tell the students the number of students that are headed for prison. Most of that happens because there aren't men who are faithful. They're looking for something bigger and better. But we keep telling our kids, this is what you should do, but what we do is opposite of what we say. So I said to Joshua the other day, I'm talking about pledge. I said, Joshua Kenneth, that would be my father's first name, Kenneth. I said, your grandfather was a man who honored his word. He was a no-nonsense person, but when he said something, he stood by it. You don't think there's been a breakdown in this nation? Are you kidding me? I can't think of one time when the five of us who gathered around the table, hasn't the table changed? How many families eat together anymore? Together. Not one time were we ever concerned that the phone would ring and he would scurry out the door because there was somebody on the other end who wanted to be with him. There was never a concern about that home fracture. Come on, church. Come on, church. A faithful man not only honors his pledge, a faithful man honors the word. For Joseph, it was honoring the law. God's put us under grace. We don't have to be concerned about the old covenant as in law to obey. He's given us grace, but we ought to honor God's word. The Bible says it's good when men dwell together. The Bible also says it's good that we have fellowship together. Next, how will I know, Pastor, that I'm a man who honors God's word? The Bible says that Joseph did not expose Mary. Why are you putting all that stuff out on Facebook? Uh-oh, there goes about another 25 people out the door. That'll be all right. I'll still be preaching. Might have to get another job on top of the job. That'll be all right. Why are you exposing everything and everybody? Why are you doing that? People who expose other people, they tell me and other godly people without telling me, they tell me I'm unfaithful. People who are faithful do not expose because love covers. I know you're thinking, let me just tell you something. It's not anger, it's holy passion for the body of Christ. We want so much to be like that. Can I tell you that my father never exposed anything? Like to this day, people who were in those ministries, when they found out how bad I stumbled and fell away at Canadian Bible College, he never talked about it. He didn't expose. And I listen and I watch and I hear of parents who constantly are exposing their children. And then you wonder why the enemy is on your front door. Joseph did not expose her. Though he didn't understand, he didn't expose. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. I mean, I wouldn't understand it either if all of a sudden, boop, Robin's gaining 10 pounds and she says, what's inside of me? The Holy Spirit. I say, yeah, right, Holy Spirit, my, whatever. Now I got a decision. Maybe don't let that happen, Lord. You shocked me a long time ago. Don't shock me like that again. We are glad that you're here. You've been a double bonus. Yeah, that would be you. I mean, I had people come up to me when Joshua was born in 2000. They said, "Are you okay?" I said, "What do you mean am I okay? Well, we know you're like you're on the other side. What, I mean, are you going to make it? Make it? I just did. What are you talking about? Come on, church, have some fun." A faithful man doesn't expose. Young people, how can you say you're in love with somebody and all you do is talk about their faults? Faithful people do not expose other people. The sign of a faithful person is they know how to shut it down. Let's keep preaching. The Bible also says that he was a man who extended grace, not put public disgrace in her face. That's what the word says. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. Faithful people give grace on top of grace. I mean, do you realize how many of us could go out and blow the whistle on people? I mean, we keep talking about in the church how we want to move in the miraculous and the supernatural, but we're sandbagging on the bottom. How can God release supernatural? God wants us to extend grace. And when people are about to go under, instead of making it a public issue, we absolutely create a platform, a foundation where they can restructure their life. I'm about to preach. I'm telling you this morning, I don't know if the Holy Spirit's going to have me on Mary next week. There's been too much emphasis in Christianity and Catholicism on Mary and not enough on Joseph. That's fine. I didn't need an amen. Because I can stand alone, ladies and gentlemen. What would have happened to God's Son, God in the flesh, if Joseph had said, no, not going with this? Gentlemen, I want to invite you this morning to become faithful men. Let's put our egos under the throne. Let me go back and say that one more time. It'll probably shut somebody down on podcast. There's been way too much acknowledgement and honor to Mary and not enough to Joseph. She never asked to be worshipped, and she has been. She never asked that you pray to her, but we have. I'm talking about human nature. Well, I was planning to kind of talk to him, but I'm not talking to him ever again. I'll be all right. I'll keep breathing. It's called idolatry, church. It's called idolatry, church. He's the Son of God. He deserves to be worshipped. And our nation would be better off if we had a few more Josephs out there. We've got good women. We've got good mothers and grandmothers. We need some men. We need some men. Men who know how to keep their zipper up and keep their head on. And I'm talking about the main head. Thank you very much. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Let's finish up this particular part. And you're thinking, man, are you done? I can't take anymore. That's what's wrong. That's exactly what's wrong. We come in and pastors try to figure out, what can I do to make this happen? It's not about us. It's about him. It's not even about a local church. It's about his kingdom. Are we into building the kingdom? Are we interested in the kingdom? Are we interested in souls? Or are we interested in letting other people know how bad they fell? Oh my. I wonder if he went to Starbucks and sat down with his buddies and said, can I tell you what happened to Mary? I haven't married her yet, haven't been in bed with her. And she's pregnant. She's talking about the Holy Ghost. So, what? God will mess up your pride. Yep. And if you don't straighten up, he'll kick you out. Now, where did you go? Oh, in the context of God's word. It was pride that grabbed Lucifer. And God was the best field goal kicker before Lou Groza. And he booted him right out of the kingdom. And he's never coming back. Pride comes before a fall. Please don't sit there and act like I don't know God's word. So when my head, which is filled with all the human ideas that are out there, all of a sudden I start believing all of this stuff, and all of a sudden I start divorcing myself from this. When you divorce yourself from this, you'll divorce yourself from people too. And you will have divorce in your homes too. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. And did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. Are you ready? A faithful man submits his mind. Submits his mind. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but if you're there, you're going to be offended. Because you carry that. God never asked us to submit our minds to each other in marriage. We are to submit our mind to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Chew on that a while.
That's right, brother. I want my man to submit to me.
Okay, Jezebel. Want me to preach on that? Oh, man, huh? That's it. We're going to run him out. Nope. I'm not that kind of man of God. I'm not running. I'm not looking for a cave. I'll be at the academy tomorrow. 486-5388 if you need to talk. Come on, church. What I am dealing with right now, and I don't even know where you are, I'm dealing with some strongholds that are in this tri-county area. Men that will not submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and women that lord it over them. So what do? They head back to the bars and they go back out into the woods. What? Or they go out into the ocean so they can go fishing so they can have some peace and quietness. Because the spirit of Jezebel is so strong and prevalent in this region. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Let's go. Get this thing on. Well, I thought about having lunch with him today, but I'm not having lunch with him. He's crazy. That'll be all right. I'll still have a good meal. I'll still keep preaching. I'm not being smart and arrogant. We have not yet found out that we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and rulers in wicked places. These things that must come down. They've got to come down so the supernatural can be able to take place. So let me tell you how I'm playing. Maybe my ministry here in Chiefland will be basically tearing down strongholds so that the next generation and the leadership of this house will be able to experience the supernatural. But if you've never dug a footer, don't ever let me walk in your house. If you don't have a foundation, how in the world are you putting up walls? Spirit of the Lord is here. Let's see if I can find a place to keep moving. After he had considered this, Well, I don't believe in angels. I've never seen one, never heard of one, and I ain't going to start. That's because your mind's not submitted. See, that was before. Now look what happens. After the Father and all of the supernatural realm of heaven saw what Joseph was willing to do, then an angel showed up. So I've been asking the Lord, why am I not seeing more angels? Why doesn't an angel show up in our bedroom? I know I've married to one, but I need an angel from the third realm. And I've gotten my answer this morning here on the platform. Submit more to me in the realm of your mind, in the realm of your thinking. And you'll see what because see, here's what most preachers do. Back in Bible times, the angels ministered. They haven't stopped. The angels of the Lord are still ministering. What stopped is the church. We've stopped. But what we like to do is we like to blame it in the court of heaven. The angels aren't moving. The supernatural are over. The miracles don't take place anymore. We're in a brand new dispensation. I went to Bible college. I've been to seminary. I've got all that stuff. And it doesn't mean anything to me. Heaven hasn't stopped. The church has stopped. God moves on behalf of faithful people. So the next time somebody walks up to me and says, this is all you've accomplished since 1988? I said, God never asked me to be successful. He called me to be faithful. You chew on that a while. After he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Come on, baby, let's go, you and me. I'd take that person. Whatever. Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the... I asked the Lord, I said, please, I'm not going to teach on this, but I think Joseph had something to say about the name, because the name had been given to Joseph. It is amazing how we're out of alignment with the kingdom. But we want supernatural things to happen. Allen Iverson, great basketball player. All he wanted to do was to play the game. He didn't want to practice. And he made it known when he was in the NBA. I don't want to practice. I just want the game. What the heck are you talking about, Pastor? I don't want to be faithful. I just want to see miracles. I don't want to be loyal to my wife. I just want to lay hands on the sick and see him recover. What the? And you wonder why God has been so silent in this Tri-County area, at least since I've been here? We don't have enough faithful men. Turn to somebody, gentlemen, and say, you know what? He's still my brother. You might want to. Because the devil might be trying to sow seeds in your head. I told you he was crazy. I don't know why you keep going to that place called Forward. Well, we're not going backwards, I'll tell you that much. So faithful men entertain angels. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Hey, gentlemen, how would you like to have God in your house every day? Now, that's a trip. Go ahead and take your mask off. Go ahead and take your mask off. I cannot imagine raising Jesus. As crazy as I am, you think I'm crazy up here. I do some stupid stuff, just like you. So quit saying I'm stupid. Some crazy things that I've done in the home. Can you imagine having Jesus in your home? God in your home? I mean, give me a break. What do you do when you screw up? You're not even there right now. You won't even meet me there. Because... don't you remember about the pastor in Tennessee who had that great ministry, but he ended up killing his wife? He was one thing in the church, but he was outside the church? How would you like to raise Jesus in your house? Joseph was a faithful man. Faithful men receive incredible assignments from the Father. That won't be in your notes. Faithful men receive incredible assignments that don't just touch earth, but affect eternity. Am I all alone, Father? Am I alone right now, Lord? Am I on dangerous grounds? The Lord has said through the prophet, a faithful man implements the prophetic. That's why if you've ever come in here and the voice of the Lord and there's a prophecy and there's a prophetic word, that's because there's faithfulness here. I was taking Joshua with me yesterday to get Dr. Patterson's trailer, and I took him down a back road, and I said, son, this back road is the road we used to sometimes would go out to the half shell building on the Manatee Springs Road. I said, I just want you to know where your roots are. Do you understand most men don't even have a legacy to hand to their children or their grandchildren? I wanted Joshua to know everything hasn't been like it is right here, son. We've seen some tough times, but you know what? We've always showed up and we've always preached the word. In season and out of season, just preach the word. We've seen times in this place where we had some incredible worship and then those people just walked away. Turn back, not free. What are you setting on? Almond Gunner and I talked this morning. He said, I can't hardly wait for this morning's message to be on podcast. He said, though I can't be there, I'm going to be there every service because I want to hear what God's saying. So we've seen great times, like we're in great times right now. But this is nothing compared to the praise and worship team that God's going to put together. I'm calling it forth on the faithfulness of His Word and the faithfulness of our lives. We are going to see breakthrough. I remember the first time I walked into the gym and there was not one banner in that gym at the high school in Chiefland. And I told the first group of kids that I was beginning to work with, I said, every year we're going to raise a banner. They looked at me like, I won't tell you. Guess what? There's banners over there letting everybody know what those kids did. I want this house to believe it before it happens. Faithful people live at that level. Unfaithful people say, I'll lock in when I see it. Please don't lock in. Become faithful, then lock in. Now when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate. Oh man. Whew, this message right here is too hot for me. You mean to tell me I can marry my wife, but I can't consummate? I'll use a nice theological term. You mean I can't go to bed with my wife? You mean I gotta wait? You want me to obey you when I'm looking at that? That'll jack you up right there. Do you know how many men have committed fornication and adultery who sat under the sound of the gospel? But it ain't just men. We're talking about women. They got their agenda too. Yeah, that's right. I'll give you a little something, something. But what I'm playing for is a lot more than what's in you. Come on now. Come on now. I wonder if the day is going to come like it is over at the academy where the kids have said, could you cut back on all your motivational things? We're kind of getting tired of it. And I said to one of them, why don't you quit living in sin? This house will always preach the word. Always preach the word. Long after I'm gone, this house will always preach the word. You know why? Because of the foundation. What am I talking about? I'm coming to a close. Not a time to celebrate. When he heard the word from the angel, let me tell you what I would be like. You may have been an angel, but I need to hear it straight from God. Anybody else ever there? I'm not obeying the voice of an angel. I need to hear it straight from him. But the Bible says, we just read it, that when he heard what the angel said, he obeyed the word. Faithful men are obedient. Just go ahead and preach this thing through, brother. You're inside the 20. You're in the red zone. Take it to the end zone, brother. A faithful man is obedient. A faithful man is also patient. See, that doesn't mean a whole lot for ladies, but for men, we get fired up, jacked up, and we want it now. I'm talking about what Joseph wanted. Please don't think that Mary had a wart everywhere on her body. Jesus provided a special woman. I'm trusting the Lord to let me preach about Mary next week. You're going to freak out when you hear about Mary. She was a 12 before they ever got to 10. And now he's with her, but he's not touching her. I can't get a witness on that, I know. I mean, you all know how much I care about my wife. I try to touch her every chance I can. Brother, that's not appropriate here. Well, the way you're living isn't appropriate. It's like, whoa, this man's got some fire. It is appropriate for the body of Christ to know that I'm in love with my wife. It is appropriate that my children and grandchildren know that Gigi or whatever, Miss Robin, man, that guy, he's crazy about her. And she's almost 80 years old. I thought I would just jump over 50 from last week. It's okay, men. There's plenty of room in the doghouse. I had a kid the other day said, man, you keep talking like you do. Your wife's going to put you in the doghouse. I said, I own the doghouse and the pen. And he got smart and said something crazy, and I just laughed at him. A faithful man is patient. Okay, dare I say this? Not every night has to be an orgasm night, gentlemen. They don't always need that. Bet that's the first time you heard that in the house. You're way off. No, I'm not. He was in love with her. Prove it. He didn't disgrace her. Oh, my God. He loved Mary. And he was willing to wait. You know how tough that is for us? You know what God's packed inside this little frame? I don't have a wait signal. I don't have a yield signal. I don't know what stop means. It's go. Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to make this so relevant so that you understand that you've got to tone that down so faithfulness can erupt inside of you. Last part of the verse. And he gave him the name Jesus. Faithful men live to leave a legacy. Faithful men live to leave a legacy. Real men always stay faithful. Let me explain it to you this way. And you should feel very comfortable now because I've closed it down but opened you up to the Holy Spirit. And he will trail you and trouble you this week, gentlemen. So let me tell you about my dad. I have never in all my life seen a more faithful person to Jesus Christ than my dad. Never. Ever. Loyal to the call of God. Loyal to preach. Lead worship. Numbers up, numbers down, no numbers. Sometimes go downstairs in their home where we used to have cottage prayer meetings. And he would be so up and so positive. And it's 7 o'clock and nobody shows up but the Weber clan. We're thinking, yes, Toledo Rocket basketball against Bowling Green. We won't have to do anything tonight. Wrong. We still had service. Daddy would say, come on, children, gather around. And we would do what some of you do. We kicked. We pushed things around. We shoved things. We hit each other. Anything to try to disrupt the Spirit of the Lord in him. And he would just be patient and would wait. Y'all done? Y'all ready? Let's sing a couple choruses. Oh, God. Sing. And he would just start singing choruses. Yep. I knew it was real, but I didn't want it. Are you here this morning? Is that you? I know what this man has done. I know what the worship team did up there. I know that stuff's all real, but I don't want none of that. Because I was an unfaithful person in high school. I knew what he had was real, but I didn't want it. Not at that level. So I said to Joshua the other day, I said, let me tell you one more piece about your grandfather. I said, between my dad and mom, they raised 5 kids. Not perfect kids. Not good sometimes. I said she never had to step one day outside the home and work. I'm just calling upon the history of our nation. And I said he never ministered in big ministries, so he had to have his own construction work. And so he would build a home and we'd move in and then he'd start building another home and then we would move out and he'd sell that. And today, he's been home with the Lord since 2006. My mother still lacks for nothing. Lacks for nothing. Anything that she needs, it's there. Her beautiful home, everything. He prepared to leave. I love the supernatural. I want to see miracles. I want to see healings. I want to see blind eyes. I want to see all of that. But if we don't have a foundation, listen, we will absolutely sabotage people because they'll receive something temporarily and then it'll fade away because there's no foundation. I bring to you this in this house, the foundation of my heritage. Where Where are you, Pastor? I am telling you that I'm eventually down the road going to lay down a legacy for my children and grandchildren, and they can build on it, they can live on it, and they will be comfortable just like my mother is still comfortable at 90 years of age. This has not been a fallacy. This has been about, no, not my dad, about Joseph, who was faithful, who knew how to keep it up and keep it quiet and keep it right. Gentlemen, did you see all three steps? Keep this up, keep that quiet, and keep this straight. Gentlemen, those of you who are my age and younger, they're out there and they're sent by your adversary, and they would love to tell you what you want to hear, Solomon. I'm in Proverbs. Just to see if they can break you down. They're not even interested in intercourse. They just want to bring you down. Shall we pray? Joshua Kenneth, the last phase of that was for you, my son. That you will keep yourself pure, clean, and holy. I'm reminded as I stand before you right now that you have told kids at school that you're going to keep yourself pure, and some of the boys have been making fun of you. Stand strong. It's not worth it. Listen to me. I was there where you are. I thought it was everything, and it all but destroyed my life. To this very day, son, I still struggle with deep sexual temptation because I opened doors that I didn't even know existed. But the enemy never gives up. That's why you must be faithful, my son. And what I have prayed over Joshua, I pray over every one of the men in this house. That from this day forward, we will be pure. We will fight the good fight of faith, and we will battle through sexual temptations, and we will be men who have visitations from the angels of the Lord, and we will be obedient, and we shall leave a legacy for our family, for this ministry, and for this Tri-County area. I'm wondering this morning, with our heads up and our eyes open, how many men would like to come and stand and go, Father, make me a Joseph. Father, make me a Joseph. How many men are willing to come? Stop praying for the supernatural until you become faithful. Stop praying for miracles until you become faithful. Young men, men of any age, just going, you know what? Because the supernatural, that's what's getting ready to happen in 2:15. You're going to see miracles in this house. You're going to see people come in and they're going to be made whole. You're going to see the supernatural presence of God in your lives because you have made a decision. I do want to be faithful. Any other men that would just say, you know what? I want to be faithful. Or man, I want to step up here so bad, but man, I'm struggling so hard. Well, let me tell you something. I'm right there beside you. I'll come walk with you. Any other men that just go, man, I want to be faithful. I want to be faithful to God. I want to be a Joseph in this hour. I just want to be faithful. I just want to be faithful. Anyone else? Man, God is so, that double-edged sword that he's used in my life this morning, because you thought he was preaching to you. The Spirit of God was preaching to me because I've been crying out for the supernatural. In fact, for three and a half years, our brother in the faith, Tom, we would meet out there in the country and we would have afternoon sessions on the supernatural. And God is showing me, you want to carry that? Be faithful in everything. You want to carry that? You want to walk in that? You want to carry what others are carrying in this nation? You want to live at that level? I need for you to be very, very faithful. God, I've been faithful. God, I'm faithful. No, son, there are levels I want to take you to in being faithful to me. Okay, Lord. As we get ready to close, if a wife or girlfriend is here and you'd be willing to stand with your husband, because if the enemy breaks him down, it's clear sailing into the home. And you're here, you just don't want to come and stand beside him. Take his hand. Boyfriend, it could be your girlfriend that's going to be coming. Or it could be your wife. And you just want to come and say, I'm with you. I'm with you. I know the message was for you, but I want you to know I'm going to help shore up areas of weakness, areas of not always being faithful. I'm not talking about sexual, just being faithful to God. Reading his word, you know what I'm talking about. Ladies, give him a chance to come stand by that special man who has said, I want to be like Joseph. Let's pray. Father, this is a moment of accountability for us as men. You haven't daggered us at all this morning. You have spoken deeply into the foundation, to the core, to the structure of our lives. And you have shown us from a very quiet example how strong Joseph really was. God, I want to be like Joseph. Men, I'm going to invite you just to pray for a moment. Just tell the Lord. Maybe it's an area. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. I'm not going to put the examples out there. But you just want to tell the Lord, I want to be found faithful. Successful, that's not my issue. I want to be found faithful. There are plenty of men out there, gentlemen, as you're praying, who are very successful and they're very unfaithful. This is not about success. This is about faithfulness. Well, Father, here we stand. We're on your team. You're our coach. You're our leader. Here we stand by your grace. And I thank you that you're not going to expose anything in us. And we're not going to expose other people. Because we do carry the legacy of Joseph. We will not expose other people. Even if our culture commends us, invites us, salutes us, we will not disgrace. We will give grace. Thank you for the legacy that is now being established. I thank you in Jesus' name that we are men who are called faithful. And I announce and pronounce by the Spirit of the Lord that standing in the presence of Jesus Christ are faithful men. Men that we're going to be able to count on in 2015. Men who will run the race and will not look back. Men who will run the race and never drop the baton. Men who will run the race and receive the prize of the upward calling of Jesus Christ. This I prophetically declare now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all the men said, Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.